Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Game Summer! Sports Radio 101.9 FM and Sports Radio 66 WFAN.
Well, it is a happy new year to you. And how you be at 6:30 and 15 seconds to go right along with it. On a Wednesday evening right here on your fan, New York City, Steve Summers here, you there, Paulie Rosenberg, Robbie Rosenhaus, they on the other side of the glass, and the 1-877-337-6666. That'd be the number for the marathon, 45-minute schmooze right up until the Nets. And those Nets are not so empty these days. Pre-game, 7:15, right here on your fan, New York City.
This is when you have to really start to put your best foot forward. You know, that's a challenge.
He's looking for Nelson, over the shoulder catch. It's a touchdown! Down the near sideline, a 29-yard strike. And the Packers are on the board.
We're well situated in terms of the salary cap and our roster flexibility, so I think we can, you know, adjust to different coaches, different styles of scheme.
But here's to you, and thanks again. We'll never forget you, coach.
We spend a lot of time on us, because at the end of the day, I don't care who comes out the tunnel. If we do the things that we're capable of doing with the energy and the focus, God bless the other guy.
Rodgers is in the shotgun. He catches right up. There's a line drive down the middle. A leaping, backpedaling catch at the goal line. Falling into the end zone. Down the middle. Jennings, touchdown.
We'll do a lot of individual work with our players. Just really stay focused on the little things, because that's where the big improvements come.
Roethlisberger hits the knee-high snap. Sets in the pocket. Catches right arm. Got a great block on the play. He's hit and brought down. He'll be sacked.
Do I think we're far off? No.
So I think it's going to be, I think we have a lot of good selling points, and we have a very good young quarterback in Sam Darnold we feel very good about going forward.
Here's Rodgers throwing in the corner of the end zone, a leaping two-handed grab in the back corner of the end zone. Jennings, 8-yard touchdown pass by Rodgers.
We'll never forget you, coach.
They're going to win this game 31-25. The Lombardi Trophy is going back home.
Proud to bring his trophy back home, particularly the people of our organization who have been there for years, know the true meaning of what the Lombardi Trophy means. Very proud, proud moment right now, and I just can't say enough about my football team.
Okay, are you ready for some hot stove football? McCarthy has two stops right now on the itinerary, New York and Cleveland, that we know of. Unless he interviews with another team, he has a choice between a quarterback who can move the pocket in New York and a quarterback who doesn't need a pocket in Cleveland. Only a pocket big enough to hold a wallet full of money. Yesterday on The Fan, Andrew Brandt, a former executive with the Packers, was there when McCarthy was working with Aaron Rodgers in the offseason to better acclimate him to the NFL.
Mike was working one-on-one with Aaron that whole time. You're talking about March to June. That's almost as long as the season. I just remember vividly how much Aaron got out of those 3 months with Mike and how much we felt comfortable with Mike to say, okay, we're going to turn the team over to this guy.
Okay, now, if McCarthy is hired, you want to see him work with Darnold to better acclimate him to the NFL, refining and defining Sam's game, much like McVay has done with Goff, like Nagy has done with Trubisky. Eric Bieniemy interviewed today, and there are a few others for the Q&A And if it's not McCarthy, you want somebody who's been a head coach with an NFL resume. The New York Jets cannot afford another head coach with training wheels attached. And whether it's McCarthy or somebody else, McCagnan needs to get players who can make as much noise on the field as Jamal Adams occasionally does off the field, endorsing Kingsbury of USC of all people. Somebody has to tell Jamal that the New York Jets are a professional team needing a professional coach with professional players like Jamal Adams. What the Jets cannot do is hire Adam Gase to be interviewed on Friday. He had issues with the owner and alienated just about everybody on the Miami Dolphins. Other than that, he is lovable, adorable, and certainly friendly. Hot Stove Football. Dave Gettleman. To Eli or not to Eli? Right now, Eli is the starting quarterback of the New York Football Giants, but the season is not starting today. Dave Gettleman, the General Patton of General Managers, had a man-to-manning talk with his quarterback, and let it be known that he would continue to work in the best interests of the New York Football Giants. Okay, well, this is code for we can live with you, and eventually we're going to have to live without you. Now, here is a prediction, maybe a little outside the eight in the box, maybe a tad of fantasy and a nosh of dream weaving. Nick Foles is going to become a free agent. And let's say, as a free agent, he ends up signing with the New York Football Giants. And Eli, who doesn't want to retire, reunites with Tom Coughlin in Jacksonville. Possible, yes. Probable, no. From all indications, the Eagles are committed to Carson Wentz. And the Eagles are not going to pay a backup quarterback $20 million a year. So he says, Foles signs with the New York Football Giants, who will then stay where they are at number six and start drafting talent out of need on the defensive side of the football. Somebody who can do the strip sack, or maybe somebody who can drop back in coverage, or maybe somebody who can cover or stay with the game-breaking receiver, be he over the middle or down the right or left side of the field. And, of course, with the Gettleman, if he could, he would get all of the above on the defensive side of the ball, working his way from defensive line to safety and, of course, the corners. Dave doesn't need to spend time on the Atomic Blonde or Eli Manning. He needs to spend time on a defense who, as everybody knows, had issues defending. Since the New York Football Giants are loaded with people who can catch and run, let's have McCagnan work on one particular wide receiver. Again, we may be fantasizing and dream weaving. McCagnan, maybe he can work some magic with the Pittsburgh Steelers and get Antonio Brown. And yes, whether Antonio stays with Ben and Mike or leaves Ben and Mike, it's still going to be a $21 million cap hit. But if they cannot kiss and make up in Pittsburgh, PA, let's have Antonio and his Hall of Fame resume come to the New York Jets and have him reunite with Le'Veon Bell, the two becoming teammates once again, even roommates on the road. Why not? All right, yes, it's a fantasy, and yes, it's dream weaving. But who says dreams don't come true? And I hope all your dreams for 2019 and beyond come true.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.